Okay, go ahead.
All right, so some of us were having this really positive experience. It was exciting, you know, and I guess what I'm looking to you guys to do is to just figure out how you can help. And of course there's things we don't know and we won't know till we get there, and you know, roads to cross when we get there. I think we have, you know, I think our fundamental plan is sound. And I'm going to ask Richard to give his thoughts about why San Jose, but I'll tell you why San Jose for me. San Jose is a really dense population. It's really fast growing. It seems like people actually do, Craig, make that journey. Folks are making a lot of sacrifices to be on KPFA. Now, of course, you don't have to be at the station to record and do programming and to be a reporter and to feel connected and to call into a station, into a program, and have your issues. So we can generate programs, but we can also raise the consciousness of our station to acknowledge that there is this giant, you know, and it's not limited necessarily to San Jose. It's the way that the areas are mapped out on the buses. It's San Jose, South Bay. So it's not, there's nothing rigid in that demarcation. But what we're just saying is that to our south and within our signal area, there's a bunch of people, and we could connect with them. And of course, we're not gonna roll out. I guess I want either folks to come to the meetings or trust me. Too difficult. That's a tough choice. Come to the meetings or trust me, and trust the other people who come to the meetings. That we're not trying. We certainly don't want to squander our resources. But it is an experiment, guys. And we can think ourselves into a cage. We can analyze the possibilities, and we can just put our analytical skills so upfront that we never do booyah. And we haven't done booyah in quite some time in terms of getting new listeners. So support us in an adventure. Support us in an experiment. There are intelligent people on that committee. There's folks, it's, you know, it's not a convention of wingnuts here. It's like professional folks who are whatever, organizers. So yeah, so in terms of the specifics of, in terms of the email thing, yeah, you know, if we had money, Barbara, I think we would. That would be great to do a mailing. I think the letter that we have to send out to people is a sound introduction, and we will use that to invite them to a meeting, and we will survey what is there. So yeah, part of it is about talking about what's good about the station, what we have for you. The other part is what do you want, just as the bylaws say the town hall meeting should be. So I set the bar high. I think $5,000, that isn't crazy out of the ballpark. And I think some of us have access to networks and grants and funds and so forth. You could help us do this. But I guess I'm going to ask you to think about it. On the one hand, it's great to know what to look out for, but don't tell us why it can't happen. Tell us how it can. Help us. You know, put your positive hats on and see how far we can go. So maybe, Richard, you'd be willing to talk about why San Jose. And yes, Margie, we might do phoning to get people to come to that meeting. I'm excited about the organizations and the coalition that might grow up around this kind of an effort. There might be all kinds of, as an organizer, you know that you have to stay open to what's organically there. We can have our kind of plan, but if the people scrap it and have a whole other thing, all we have to do is be sincere and make space for them. And I think they will come.
Thank you. And with your reference to Richard, the IGM report is next on the agenda. Can we just segue into that, Richard?
Sure.
Great.
And that is tentatively set for 20 minutes, but we've got a certain amount of flexibility, but watch the clock, everybody.
Wait 1 second.
Okay, to answer his questions? I guess I feel like we need a proposal. Because I feel like...
It was a report,
yeah.
That's okay.
All right, development is on the agenda. Forget it, my bad. I take it back.
Development is on the agenda.
If that occurs, bring it up. Okay. Richard, you're on.
With regard to why San Jose? Why not?
That's what I'm talking about.
No, really, folks, this was the first time anyone had come forward with regard to targeting a specific area within the
Santa Cruz, but go ahead.
Okay.
Santa Cruz.
I don't know that I was here then, Joy, but I think any kind of initiative like that is worth supporting. Plus the fact we do have some programming already that I think would appeal to that region, and I think it would be nice if they were aware of that. I also had a very selfish reason, and I guess I should share with the board in the interest of full disclosure. Years ago, 2010, I was interviewed by the search committee of this station for the GM position. And I was asked by one of the members of the news division, well, look, we've got a huge area to cover, and we don't have the human resources to really do local reporting from these areas. How would you suggest we do that? And so I simply explained to them what we did in Kansas City, because Kansas City is our coverage, we had 100,000 watts, and that's a big area to cover. And what we did was, because we didn't have huge financial resources, we used bloggers and microbloggers. There are a lot of people doing this kind of work. And to be sure, there are a lot of bloggers and microbloggers that you wouldn't want to get near a microphone. However, there are some who were incredibly effective. To cover certain areas that we simply could not reach otherwise. They were, even in terms of not just geographic areas, but certain things, our blogger that we used to cover Kansas City politics was used not just by us, but by any number of other media outlets in that area. It does take time. You have to verify their credibility and everything else, but it is a very worthwhile goal, especially as we look to do more with less money. These bloggers are obsessive, if that's not a bad word to use. They are extremely devoted to their subject matter, and they can provide a valuable resource. And if we were to do that in San Jose or any place, they have a reputation in their own areas. We could ride on what they've already established so that when we go into an area, we can tell them what we're offering them in general, even music programming, but we can also tell them we are making use of resources in your area that you're familiar with, and we're making them available to our entire coverage area. So it's something that it's something that I would like to move forward on. Now, in defense of the news team, when I first got here in May, I did ask them, did you follow up on that thing that I had asked about when you were interviewing me years ago? And they said, we tried, it didn't work. I'd like them to try again. I really would like to see not just the news division, but even the public affairs folks to give this a shot. There's no reason why you can't take some time, because I think we all spend some time on the internet. We all find people who are doing blogging and microblogging that is of value to us. And I think it's a resource we have to avail ourselves of, folks, because we simply don't have the money otherwise to really pay for the kind of coverage that they can give us and that they're willing to give us for free. In addition, if there are free media outlets in that area, weekly newspapers, again, we use those in Kansas City. Those are very helpful as well. Again, all they're asking for is, you know, they're willing to spread the information that they're generating on our airwaves just for the chance of being on our airwaves. And that makes sense. That kind of collaboration works, especially with community media. When you were asking about email addresses, it is very difficult for the station to get email addresses over the phone. I have to tell you, sitting in the phone room, the number of times you have to ask somebody to repeat that information can be staggering, especially when they're on a cell phone in a bad reception area. Mm-hmm. And certainly when the phones are really ringing and there are only a couple of you in the room, it's tough. So whenever we reach out via the internet or via snail mail, we do have a place for emails. But until we get a better way of doing it over the phone, it's going to be problematic. We will probably never have the same number of emails as we have of snail mail addresses. And by the way, the number of members in the Santa Clara area that Andrea had mentioned, that was done not by emails. It was done simply by Chris Stelic running the zip codes for the county and telling us how many members were in that area based on the zip codes of their mailing addresses.
So that's the 1,038.
Yes. Yes.
And what's the total number?
No, that's the subscribers.
No, we're just asking
the total number. Let's hold the questions, please, and then we'll answer it all at the end.
Okay, with regard to the question about memberships, I will have to ask Chris what the current total is. That does fluctuate, and I did not have the question in advance, so I couldn't ask him before I got here. However, I will tell you, we are doing a mailing in advance of our pledge drive coming up in December. And the mailings have been, the mailing addresses have been scrubbed recently of those who haven't given it to us in quite some time. So it's a fairly active list, and it's over 20,000. Now, not all of those are active members, but a majority of them are. I would say that based on the mailings that we have, I would say if our membership is not 18,000, it is close to it. So I would question the $14,000 number, too, because I don't have any paperwork for that. And for the next meeting, I can certainly ask, or I'll ask Chris when I get back on Monday, and we can send it out via email.
We'll do them at the end.
Okay. With regard to the idea of observers with the hiring process, there was talk about a confidentiality concern, and I would like to emphasize that, as some of you may know, in Los Angeles, they've had a program director as an interim for literally years. And one of the reasons why is when they had a search committee, there were members of the committee who did not like the way things were going and violated the confidentiality on purpose to stop the process, and they did. So to be sure, confidentiality can be a concern, and I would make sure that you set it up so that there are some teeth in it so people respect it. That being said, anything that this board can do to get more buy-in from all the segments at the station is a worthwhile goal. Now, granted, my entrance into KPFA was different than this, but I will tell you that with regard to the two groups mentioned, UPSO and CWA, UPSO decided to put forth a proposal that the organization simply welcome the new IGM. This was kind of like them offering a virtual handshake. That proposal failed. They couldn't do that. Okay. So again, now they felt they didn't have any buy in the process. I understand. It was the same with the CWA. My first day before I even opened my mouth at the station, there was a meeting of the paid staff and a very senior member of the staff and a senior member of the CWA, in the most polite way he possibly could, told me to turn down this assignment and get the hell out of Berkeley. And I had to explain to him, I had signed a contract. I didn't think I could really do that. But again, I do want to point out, folks, that I have been treated very well by UPSO and by the folks at CWA, and that particular senior staffer has been very courteous and very civil throughout these 6-7 months. But to get the buy-in early is important. It saves a lot of time. And quite frankly, where the station is now, when you're bringing in new staffers, new management people, there are some big decisions facing them, and facing them immediately. They need to have buy-in from everybody. They need support initially. So as I say, if there's anything this board can do to ensure that the buy-in comes as part of the process and is there immediately, please do it. I did mention the pledge drive. It is coming up in December. It will be from the 9th of December until the 16th of December. It will be 8 days. It will be no longer, no matter what. We are trying new things. We are making a much greater emphasis on trying to generate more revenue in a shorter period of time. This is something that everybody seems to agree we need to do, especially our listeners. And so we are going to do it. There are some folks at the station who are understandably concerned because there are changes being made. This isn't the way we've done it in the past. To those folks and anybody who feels that way on the board, I certainly apologize. I wish we could continue to do it the way it was done. I wish we could make everybody feel comfortable about the process. But quite frankly, we need to do better, and we need to do it faster. And this is what we're trying to do. If it succeeds, I think it can be set a template for how pledge drives are conducted in the future. We can cut down on the number of days we spend in fund drive mode, and I think that's good for everybody. If it doesn't succeed, you won't have to worry about firing the IGM who's responsible for it. With regard to something that we rarely talk about here, but I do think it's important, and that is facilities. Not a very sexy topic, but it does touch on health and safety issues, which are important. It does touch on liability issues, which are very important. Quite frankly, there are any number of things that we're trying to address at the station now that would have been better addressed as a matter of maintenance, and now we're addressing as a matter of repair. Some things have been allowed to go for years, for literally decades, and we're now playing catch up. It's very difficult, folks. I really feel as though that perhaps we can try to address these matters. It does mean that we're going to have to shift some monies to address them, but I think it's something we have to do, because if we don't, as I say, that liability is going to make it far more expensive than anything we're looking at now. In the future, I think this is something we really have to pursue more aggressively and more regularly. I think any number of you are at the station on a regular basis. If you see things that need repair, maintenance, please bring that up. During the budgeting process, I think more time needs to be set aside to focus on the facilities of the station.